Hello everyone from Lago Maggiore in Italy. I'm taking some long exposures here of this beautiful scene. I just wanted to share another quick thought with you today. I wanted to share something that I was grown about. I was dead grown. This is because I took bad advice in the past. You see, you should be very careful where you take your advice from, who you take it from, including me and this channel. And most importantly, if that advice even applies to you and your photography, what you are trying to do, what you're trying to create with it. My long exposure is done. The bad advice I took was the one about making every shot count, to be very mindful before pressing the shutter and only do it when we are sure that there is an image to be made there and that is going to be a good one, with the goal of increasing the ratio of keepers. Once we get home, we don't have a lot of photos to go through, because somehow that's what good photographers, real photographers do. And I did it for a long time. And now, farther down my photography journey, I realized that it was a big mistake. I used to believe that the magic of photography happens here, in the field, and when I press the shutter. That's when the photo is made and there is nothing else to do about it. I realize now that photography is a whole process, a set of steps, each one of them as important, if not more important, than the previous one. Nowadays, I shoot a lot, anywhere between 100 and 200 photos while I'm traveling, like on a day like today, sometimes even more. And that means a lot of work later, selecting and editing all these photos. I tried to avoid that. I thought that that was something bad. But now I believe that perhaps this should take time. It should take some effort. The goal here is not to shoot so much that we get good images by accident, just because we have so many that there's gotta be at least one, a good one. No, it's not about that. If I'm out here, if I'm hiking, walking, a new city, a new country, whatever, and I don't shoot for like half an hour or an hour, I become disengaged, I become distracted, I start being focused, and I just start thinking about anything else but making images. What I do by shooting a lot is I'm trying to create an image even when I know that it is known to be made there, when I know that it's not gonna work out, that that image is never gonna make it through my whole process, it's never gonna see the light of the day. Because in trying, I stay engaged, I stay focused on what I'm doing, I stay in the sun, if you will. I believe that this change in mindset has made me a better and more aware photographer, but I want to hear from you, because every approach to photography is valid and it's okay as long as it works for you. Photography is subjective. It's an art. It's not a science. So yeah, I would love to hear from you how you approach photography and how you deal with these issues. And yeah, that's all for today. Thank you so much for watching again. See you in the next one.